Joyce Townsend produces the festival, and this year she's starting it with a change that will highlight the newest filmmakers.
We're going to kick it off with a series of short films from some students at Breckenridge High School. They're very short films. They're almost PSA by nature.
After that, they'll show a Sundance blockbuster, Woman on Fire.
And it's an incredible film about a woman who actually was the marshal in the Pride Parade in New York City this year. And it talks about her transition from male to female as a firefighter. And it redefines what love is. And so it's an incredible film. And we've got a great panel that night.
The Feminist Film Festival doesn't just show films, but gives them context with panel discussions.
Night two is October 12th. It's also a pretty exciting night for a couple of reasons. Our first one is called Under the Moon. And it deals with sexual assault, but it's a different angle in that the sexual assault part of the film is actually probably the first couple of minutes.
The last film is called Queen of Katwe,
which is about this amazing little 9-year-old girl who learns to play chess. It allows her to take on a skill that literally will take her around the world.
The speaker for the second night is a woman of large accomplishments herself.
She's actually in the WNBA Hall of Fame, a woman named Marie Ferdinand.
The Feminist Film Festival is all about film. But they've got another reason. You may enjoy it.
Yeah, there's some great food. We've got some incredible Becker wines, and we've got some St. Arnold's beer, so everyone leaves happy.
New student rates should open the door for younger film lovers at the Alamo Draft House, Park North. Jack Morgan, Texas Public Radio News.